Hi everyone, I'm Marissa Santoro, founder of In Our Shoes. Welcome and thank you for stopping in. I'd like to kick off the new year with this first piece on a topic which is really, really, really relevant for us as women. I paint a little picture at the front here which talks about a scene where we're at our desk, we're doing our thing, someone stops in and asks us if we've followed up on something or if we're ready, we have something ready that they've been waiting for. And sometimes as women, if we're having an off day or maybe we're just tired or we're not yet in our, you know, our zone at work, we may just turn on into what I like to call good girl mode. This is something that so many women have shared with me, and it's something that I've also found myself in doing, where we just turn on into this good girl nice mode, and we find ourselves talking in a voice which is not ours. Sometimes it's very shrill. Sometimes it's high pitched. It's just. It's also very quick. We respond a little bit too quickly to their question because we're so eager to get them, you know, their answer, and we want to make sure that they're assured that we're doing our job well and that they're in good hands and we have everything covered. You know, being eager and ambitious and having that drive to get our work done. Remember, as women, we're very task-oriented, so we always want to, you know, knock out stuff one by one and just kind of like, you know, if you can visualize a list with a bunch of check marks over it. You know, that's what we as women are really good at. We're good at, like, just checking off stuff, get it done, get it done, get it done, and that's great. But when we're communicating with people sometimes, if we act in a way which isn't authentic to our true nature, or we're speaking in a voice which isn't authentic and genuine, that throws us off balance, and that does help. That does cause us to lose power. What do I mean by power? Power in, you know, in being in control of our work. Power in terms of communicating and conveying, you know, what expertise we truly have. You know, you're an expert in your field, in your industry, in your field, at your company. Maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're running your own business. Regardless of what you're an expert in, when you're not acting, when your external communication, the way you talk, the way you sound, the tone, the inflection of our voice, even our dress, how we walk, all of that is external communication. We don't have to say a word. People can sense how confident we are the minute we walk into a room by all these external factors. They're not in line with who you really are, and you're not feeling genuine in your external dialogue. That is when you don't, really hone in on the power that you really have as an expert in your field, and it doesn't give you a sense of confidence. It actually drops your confidence level. And so it's a very, you know, subtle thing that not many people talk about at the workplace, but it's come up so many times in working with clients that I've also experienced. In fact, it wasn't something that I verbally acknowledged until I started talking to women who said, you know, sometimes I just kind of, you know, after someone walks away, I just kind of take a moment and say to myself, well, who was that person? You know, why was I so quick to answer their question? And why was I so eager to please them? And, or why was I talking like this, you know, with this little shrill little girl voice? It's a fact that we as women are nurturers. We want to make sure that people are taken care of, and we want to make sure that our work is taken care of, and we're really, really clear about that. And that's great, and that's why we are so driven and why we are so successful. It's just really important to note that as you're doing your thing at work or in your business, when you're talking to someone, and even when you're having a difficult conversation with someone, you know, what if you don't have something ready for, whatever output that they're looking for from you? What if you don't have it ready? How can you then consistently maintain that, you know, that sweet girl voice when you're about to give them bad news? So, if you're tired, if you're just not having a good day, we've all been there, that's fine. But we're human, and it's okay to be tired, and it's okay to, be a little bit different than you normally are if you're not having a bad day. But what's not empowering for us as women and which drops our confidence is when we turn on to be someone that we're not, rather than just saying, you know, I'm having a moment here, or, you know, I need to get back to you. That's also something, a phrase that I often use. You know what? I don't have the answer, but I will get back to you. Let me get back to you in a few days or in an hour or two, and that's okay too. It's really not about the other person, because most likely people won't people can't tell if we're just having a moment of inauthenticity. It's something that really is something that we recognize first and foremost. But it's important that we are aligned with our internal dialogue, and which basically has a direct fast path into our confidence level and who we are and our expertise. And we don't want to lose that. We always want to keep that, at our forefront and keep going with our ability to empower people and to inspire other people. And as long as you're being who you are, and that includes, acknowledging when you're having a bad day, that's fine. It's just not losing that that edge and that confidence when you're taking on a different persona that really doesn't match yours. So I hope that this piece on external versus internal dialogue, sat with you and really had you consider ways in which you may not be completely authentic at times when you're not on your A game and you're kind of on all autopilot, turning on what we'd like to call the good girl persona. Thanks so much, and please reach out if you have any questions. Bye.